And in fact, this is something common for all people. In another place, Shaykh Usama Taymi rahimahullah, he mentions that there are 10 things which expiate the sins of the people. And these 10 things he mentions, they are applicable to everybody, the Sahaba and everybody else. And those 10 things are a tawbah, repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then making istighfar, seeking forgiveness, saying to Allah, oh Allah, forgive me. And number 3, it is al-hasanat, the good deeds, which wipe out the evil deeds. And these 3, notice that these 3 all emanate from the individual himself. These are things that you do yourself. Tawbah, istighfar, and al-hasanat, the righteous deeds. And then there are other things that go outside of the person himself. So from those things are the believers, other believers who make dua and who seek forgiveness for others from the believers. Oh Allah, forgive so-and-so. And whether they are alive or dead, meaning that you can make dua for someone who is alive or someone who is dead. The dead will benefit from your dua and the living will benefit from your dua. Likewise, ash-shafa'ah, intercession on Yawmul Qiyamah. This is someone benefiting from the supplication of someone else. We believe in the shafa'ah of the prophets and the angels and the righteous, and that someone, a believer, will benefit by way of their supplication. Likewise, when a person receives the reward of someone else's deed, like for example an offspring, a child, who does an umrah for his parents, or he gives sadaqah on behalf of his parents. Okay, so this is when you have the action of someone else whose reward is given to the deceased when it is from those permissible categories that the scholars mention. Okay, so these now are from the actions of other people. These 3 are from the actions of other people. Then we have another 3 which are from the calamities. So the first of them is the calamities in the life of this world. You go through calamities, you have illness, you have disease, you have death, you have loss of wealth, you have anxiety, stress, and so on and so forth. Right? This now is from the masa'ib, this is from the calamities, and this washes away your sins. Then there is the trial and the test and the calamity in the grave. The trial, the tribulation, the punishment in the grave, this also removes from your evil deeds. And then finally, the trial and the test on Yawmul Qiyamah. On Yawmul Qiyamah there will also be calamities, as a result of which the person will have his evil deeds removed. And this is 9. There are 9 things now. So 3 categories. That which comes from yourself, tawbah, istighfar, good deeds. That which comes from other people, the dua of a believer, the shafa'ah on Yawmul Qiyamah, and the reward given to you by your offspring, from those types which are permissible. Then there are another 3 which are from the calamities. Calamities in the life of this world. Calamities in the barzakh. Calamities on Yawmul Qiyamah. This only leaves one more thing, which is the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After all of this, then there is still the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you see that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he mentions this in a number of places in his Majmu'ul Fatawa, in volume 7, page 487, and he brings the proofs for each one, for each of these 10 things. And also in volume 10, pages 45 to 46.